Welcome to Raising Your Standards, Innovations in Accreditation Management with Armature Fabric, the podcast where we explore the exciting world of accreditation and how cutting-edge technology is revolutionizing the way organizations manage it. I'm Andrew Bryden, and I'll be your guide on this journey. Together, we'll dive deep into the challenges, solutions, and success stories that make accreditation management more efficient and effective than ever before. This podcast is brought to you by Armature, the creators of Armature Fabric, the game-changing accreditation management software trusted by accreditation leaders around the world. In each episode, I'll share insights from technology leaders and industry experts who are at the forefront of accreditation management to help you navigate this key area of your organization. So whether you're a seasoned accreditation professional or just starting your journey, get ready to discover new strategies, best practices, and the latest trends that will take your accreditation management to the next level. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Let's get started. Today we are going to talk about how you should approach an accreditation management software implementation. Accreditation management software has undoubtedly become an indispensable tool for organizations seeking to streamline their accreditation process, enhance efficiency, and maintain compliance with industry standards. While the benefits of accreditation management software are evident, implementing such a system, especially for those organizations new to the process, can be really challenging. So we're going to talk today, or I'm going to talk today, about how to approach an implementation effectively. So I hope you get some good tips out of this. First of all, let's talk about laying the foundation, the pre-implementation planning. So before embarking on a software implementation project, it is really important to plan ahead. This phase really involves defining your organization's goals, identifying who the stakeholders are, so who's going to be using the system, and establishing a really clear scope for the implementation. And here's some things to consider. So number one, set clear objectives. Determine what specific goals you have for the implementation, whether it's improving accreditation cycle completion times, enhancing the accuracy of data, maybe enhancing the user experience, or simplifying reporting processes. These clear objectives will guide your implementation strategy. Next thing is thinking about who your stakeholders are. So identify the individuals or departments affected by the accreditation management software implementation. Engage those stakeholders early in the process, get their input, address their concerns, and secure essentially their buy-in. And then clearly define the scope. So what processes will the accreditation software cover? What are the must-have elements versus the nice-to-haves? Will it be used for specific types of accreditation or across the board? Defining that scope really helps manage expectations and can prevent scope creep. So let's talk about choosing the right solution, choosing the right vendor. It's a really important decision that can significantly impact the success of an implementation. During this phase, we recommend you evaluate different vendors based on factors such as the feature set, how configurable the system is, the user-friendliness of the UI, what support is available, the experience of that vendor with integration, and how scalable and cost-effectively scalable that solution can be. So definitely research and compare. So research the available accreditation management software solutions on the market and compare them based on what your scope and your organization's needs are. And look for platforms that align with your objectives and that can adapt to future requirements, especially your unique requirements. Request demos. Make sure you have, I would say, an intro demo and maybe a focus demo where they've modeled some of your processes out. That really provides an opportunity for you to see the software in action, to ask questions, probe and evaluate its usability. Configuration. So determine how configurable the software is. Once implemented, can you make changes yourself, or will you have to go back to the vendor every time for support? It's important that the software can be tailored to your organization's processes and workflows through configuration. So the more configuration options are available, ultimately the less expensive the ongoing costs will be, because you'll be able to do it yourself, essentially. Accreditation management software does come in various forms, each offering a unique feature set. Given your goals, it's important to thoroughly assess the characteristics. The evaluation will help determine the alignment with your desired outcomes. Common functionality includes workflow and process management, data collection, document management, task and performance tracking, reporting, site visit management, and on and on. Select a software solution that aligns with your institution's requirements and financial capacity and supports a seamless accreditation process. Certainly with Armature's accreditation management software, you can empower your staff to easily navigate and manage the full range of activities within and across the accreditation and reaccreditation lifecycle. Okay. Here's some other things that you should configure. Get involved in the configuration at the implementation phase. Work with the vendor to configure your solution according to your needs. This includes anything from setting up the workflows, user roles and permissions, and data collection instruments such as self-studies, assessments, surveys, evaluations, and review cycles. Think about data migration. If you're transitioning from a manual or legacy system, ensure that the data migration process is as smooth as possible. Validate data accuracy before migrating, and make sure to establish good data mapping procedures. Training. Make sure that the vendor provides comprehensive training to your staff on how to use the software, and make sure that training is recorded for future reference. Training can include in-person or virtual training sessions. It can include some basic user manuals and just ongoing support. Make sure you have access to ongoing support. Testing and quality assurance. So before rolling out an accreditation management software, conduct thorough testing to identify and assess any issues. Quality assurance really ensures a smooth transition and minimizes any disruptions when you go live. And I would say consider a pilot with some of your trusted clients and trusted stakeholders. That will really help you make some final tweaks before you launch. User acceptance testing, definitely go through a phase of UAT. Engage end users in that testing process to identify any usability issues or discrepancies, and make sure those are fixed before you go live. Data integrity testing. So make sure that the data migration was successful and that the new software accurately represents, you know, that data in the new system. Okay, some other things to consider for an effective implementation. Think about, you know, if you have multiple accreditation types, do you want to launch when everything is configured, or do you want to launch one accreditation type at a time? It could be a good idea to phase it depending on what your goals are. Think about what other systems you want to integrate with. Chances are your institution, organization, or program already uses a variety of software applications to manage different aspects of your operation. Make sure the new accreditation management software seamlessly integrates with these systems if needed. And make sure you're really avoiding duplication of efforts, which can lead to some data discrepancies. Make sure the software has adequate levels of security. Accreditation data often includes sensitive information. Ensure the software you choose adheres to robust data security and privacy standards. You know, compliance with industry regulations such as GDPR and HIPAA is crucial. And be flexible with your budget. Introducing new software often brings changes in processes and workflow. So think about a change management strategy. Think about putting some budget aside for things that you just don't know yet. That is really important. All right, so let's talk about launch and continuous improvement. So once you've successfully tested and it's time to launch your accreditation management software, you know, continuous improvement doesn't really end there. It's ongoing and it's essential for long-term success. So have a rollout plan. Strategically introduce the software to different teams or departments and ensure they have adequate support during the initial stages of adoption. Establish some kind of feedback mechanism for users to report any issues or suggest improvements. This can lead to ongoing enhancements that align with evolving needs. And schedule regular reviews to evaluate system performance against your initial goals and make adjustments as needed. So accreditation management software implementations really do require careful planning. It's important to select the right vendor. It's important to test. It's important to focus on continuous improvement. But if you follow a structured approach, involve all the relevant stakeholders, your organization can really benefit from improved efficiency, accuracy, and compliance throughout the accreditation process. If you would like to learn more about Armature's accreditation software product, which we call Armature Fabric, please visit www.armaturecorp.com. Thanks for listening today. And that's a wrap for this episode of Raising Your Standards, Innovations in Accreditation Management with Armature Fabric. I hope you found today's insights valuable and that you're inspired to explore new ways to excel in accreditation management. Be sure to visit Armature at armaturecorp.com to learn more about Armature Fabric and how it can transform your accreditation process. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps me bring you the content you love. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you have questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, reach out to me on social media or through our website. Thanks for joining me on this journey of innovation in accreditation management. Until next time, keep working to raise your standards.